This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. FDA issues early alert on Dräger anesthesia machine ventilator failures. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has issued an early alert regarding anesthesia workstations manufactured by Dräger Inc., citing a manufacturing defect that risks ventilator failure during critical surgical procedures. The agency's early alert warns that the fault may cause the ventilator to malfunction before or during patient use, potentially compromising respiratory support in operating theaters. One manufacturing defect identified in Dräger anesthesia workstations requiring corrective action. Manufacturing defect in critical care equipment. Dräger, a leading manufacturer of anesthetic and respiratory devices, has initiated corrective measures for anesthesia workstations containing a manufacturing error in the ventilator assembly. According to the FDA early alert, the defect creates a risk that the ventilator may fail to function properly, either before anesthesia begins or during an active surgical procedure when respiratory support is essential. Hospital anesthetists and surgical teams must visually inspect affected equipment and follow Dräger's guidance on device identification and corrective action protocols. This represents a significant quality and safety concern in operating theater environments where ventilator reliability is non-negotiable. For details on device identification and mitigation steps, see the Quality and Safety section on news.gmj.ge. Immediate clinical and institutional implications. The FDA early alert indicates that anesthesia departments must treat this alert as urgent, as ventilator malfunction poses direct risk to patient safety during general anesthesia. Hospital biomedical and perioperative teams should verify which anesthesia workstations in their facilities are affected and implement Dräger's corrective actions without delay. Hospitals lacking documented verification of corrective action should remove affected equipment from clinical service immediately and contact Dräger for technical guidance. This aligns with patient safety protocols and institutional risk management standards. Given the critical nature of anesthesia equipment, communication between procurement, biomedical engineering, and clinical departments is essential to prevent adverse events. Manufacturing defects in anesthesia workstations may cause ventilator failure before or during patient use, requiring immediate institutional verification and corrective action. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Medical Device Early Alert, 2024. Broader context, device safety in perioperative medicine. This alert underscores the ongoing importance of post-market surveillance and manufacturer accountability in anesthetic equipment. Ventilator reliability is foundational to patient safety in operating theaters, and any manufacturing defect that compromises this function represents a serious clinical risk. The FDA's early alert system allows rapid communication of emerging safety issues before formal recalls are issued. Dräger's proactive correction and the FDA's transparent communication represent standard practice in medical device safety. Clinical teams should familiarize themselves with clinical updates on device safety and maintain awareness of manufacturer communications regarding their equipment inventory. Key takeaways: Dräger anesthesia workstations have a manufacturing defect that may cause ventilator failure during surgery. The FDA has issued a nearly alert requiring hospital identification and corrective action on affected devices. Anesthesia departments must verify device serial numbers and compliance status immediately. Patient safety protocols require removal of unverified equipment from clinical service. Frequently asked questions: what is the specific manufacturing defect in Dräger anesthesia workstations? The FDA early alert identifies a manufacturing error in the ventilator assembly that may prevent proper function before or during anesthesia. The exact technical details and device serial number ranges are documented in Dräger's official safety communication and the FDA alert. Hospital engineering teams should contact Dräger directly for specific model and serial identification criteria. How should hospitals respond to this FDA early alert? Institutions must cross-reference their anesthesia workstation inventory against Dräger's device identification guidance, implement corrective actions for affected units, and document compliance. Until verification is complete, affected equipment should not be used clinically. Biomedical and perioperative leadership should coordinate the verification and remediation process. Does this alert affect all Dräger anesthesia equipment? The alert applies specifically to certain Dräger anesthesia workstation models and serial numbers. Not all Dräger equipment is affected. Hospital procurement and biomedical teams must obtain the official device identification list from Dräger and cross-reference it against their facility's equipment inventory to determine which units require corrective action. Hospital administrators, anesthesia directors, and biomedical engineers should treat this FDA early alert as a priority patient safety issue requiring immediate verification and corrective action. The defect's potential to cause intraoperative ventilator failure demands urgent institutional response and documentation of compliance. Source: FDA Early Alert, Anesthesia Machine Issue, Dräger Inc. Context: Issues Early Alert on Dräger Anesthesia Machine Ventilator Failures. Description: FDA Early Alert warns of ventilator failure risk in Dräger anesthesia workstations. Hospitals must verify devices and implement corrective action immediately. Author: Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 26/05/20. Date modified: 20/26/05/20. At context is the specific manufacturing defect in Dräger anesthesia workstations. Accepted ant type: answer. Text: The FDA early alert identifies a manufacturing error in the ventilator assembly that may prevent proper function before or during anesthesia. The exact technical details and device serial number ranges are documented in Dräger's official safety communication and the FDA alert. Hospital engineering teams should contact Dräger directly for specific model and serial identification criteria. At type: question. Name: How should hospitals respond to this FDA early alert? Accepted answer. At type: answer. Text: Institutions must cross-reference their anesthesia workstation inventory against Dräger's device identification guidance, implement corrective actions for affected units, and document compliance. Until verification is complete, affected equipment should not be used clinically. Biomedical and perioperative leadership should coordinate the verification and remediation process. At type: question. Name: Does this alert affect all Dräger anesthesia equipment? Accepted answer. Answer. Text: The alert applies specifically to certain Dräger anesthesia workstation models and serial numbers. Not all Dräger equipment is affected. Hospital procurement and biomedical teams must obtain the official device identification list from Dräger and cross-reference it against their facility's equipment inventory to determine which units require corrective action.